As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dream scenario, and then I want to know the things that would make you upset. Every year we go through the same list of, like, here's the guys we definitely want, and here's the, you know, positions we want, and here's the players. Because I want to go through a couple of, like, how would you feel if it went this way? From the players we want, I think we've made it pretty clear. You're interested in Walter Nolan. I'm interested in Derek Harmon.
James Pierce.
Or James Pierce, sorry.
Man, I would,
Walter Nolan,
way,
not Drew Zinn.
I'm fine with Walter Nolan.
So would
there.
I. Yeah. Walter Nolan be fine, too. We're thinking defensive line, either edge or interior. If you made me be the GM for the Chiefs tonight, defensive line is where I want to go. And honestly, there are probably 4 or 5 names I would be accepting of. Do I have my favorites? Sure. But there are at least 4 or 5 names at pick 31 that I would not scoff at. I'd probably start wavering at about the Tyleek Williams level of 31. That's about the range of, like, okay, but nobody after him as far as, like, the ranking orders go. But the truth is, you and I have said this, we might be way off on some of these rankings. Like, I don't know what's happening. Right. We might be way off on some of these rankings. And Derek Harmon's really picked 51.
Yeah, Ian Rapoport last night had a tweet that was, you know, discussing just the uncertainty on the back half of the first round. And, you know, you could be sitting there tonight and someone gets picked 25th that everybody seemingly consensus was a second round pick. And then the guys that we all thought for sure were going in the 20s slide to the second round. Like, it happens every year, but it seems like the thought is that could happen even more this year. So, yes, out of the names, Pierce or Harmon or whoever, some of those guys could end up being second rounders and surprise a lot of people just based off of that. You're right. James Pierce Jr. would be someone I would really, really like at 31. I'll tell you, though, like, if you're asking dream scenario, as much as I say James Pierce Jr., because I don't think he'll be at 31, if Josh Simmons was there at 31, I actually think that should be viewed as a very, very successful pick.
I agree.
On the surface, based off of if you believe the health will work itself out, then they're getting a guy that's probably a top 15, top 10 pick as far as a left tackle in the draft. That probably is not happening, but that's, if you told me at 31 and they're sitting there and he's available, I would be thrilled.
I guess here's the other question is, like, tonight, I'm also okay if they trade out. Like, I'm not going to come in here on the show tomorrow upset if at pick 31, the Chiefs trade their pick to, I don't care, just name whichever team's trying to trade back in, the New York Giants, so that they can select Jackson Dart or Sanders or whoever it is they have in mind, because I actually don't think it's a worse strategy, although I'm a little bit torn. I'm not totally sure the Chiefs need 8 draft picks. Now, 3 are in the 7th round, so that's there. And they've got 4, let's say, premium draft picks in those first 3 rounds. I'm not sure they need to acquire more draft picks, but the fact that they are without any in the 5th and the 6th round, and the depth is really balanced there at the end of the 1st round, top of the 2nd round, I'd be fine if they traded out too. Trading up, boy, it better be for the right damn player. Because if they just start going, like, nuts in the draft again and play themselves up, it's definitely the most fun scenario. But there are, how many players would you, like, be actually willing to trade up for? We'll look at that a little bit later in the show. Yeah. It's not particularly high. So defensive line, pretty much, there are a bunch of names we'd all be fine with a defensive line. Let's just be honest. Like, we have our favorites, Pierce, Harmon, Nolan at pick 31. Let me ask you about a couple of the positions, and let's go over a couple of the positions that I don't think are off the table, depending on the player and how we would feel. You'd mentioned offensive tackle. If it's Simmons or Connerly, we're going to kind of understand the thought process behind it. We're going to have more questions, but we're going to understand the thought process. There was a report that they had a call with Travion Henderson. What if it's running back again in the first?
Yeah, I don't like it. And here's why. It's a very...
Because you like Henderson.
Yeah, it's not the player. And I know some people say, well, if you just like the player, why does it matter where he was drafted? Well, there are plenty of running back options in the draft this year. The thought is that the guys in the third round aren't much different from the guys in the fourth round. If they want to spend a second round pick on it, I'm totally fine. Whether it's my guy out of Tennessee, whether it's one of the running backs that you like as well, I want them to draft a running back. They're going to draft a running back. I think it would be a mistake to draft one at 31. I don't think the gap from the guy that might be available at 31, because unless you think what's his name, Hampton from North Carolina, falls to 31, then we're having maybe a little different conversation, but nobody believes that's going to happen. After that, Henderson, Judkins, the Caleb Johnson kid.
Samson.
I keep going. What's that?
Samson.
Samson. Yeah. Samson will for sure be there at 31. I'm just talking about, like, there's a chance that the three names I mentioned prior could be actually taken in the first round as well, because I think three running backs are getting taken. My point is, I don't think there's much of a gap, you know. And yeah, Drew, I don't think Henderson and Samson, there's a huge crater between those two even.
Is it only because of the Clyde thing?
It's part of my thinking for sure. And that's not fair overall with the draft process. I'll give you that. It's definitely part of it. I don't think in general this is an organization that should be spending a first round pick on a running back where they're currently sitting, when they need some help on the defensive line. They need to find a long-term answer at left tackle. Now, if you're asking wide receiver versus running back, like, let's say Luther Burden or Travion Henderson.
Sure.
What's your answer there?
Burden.
I think
fans would all say Burden.
I think Henderson.
Fans would all say Burden. I just don't think the wide receiver impact in year one is coming from Burden. I would
no, like, the running back impact in year one would be immediate.
Could help me right away.
But I guess I'm playing both sides of the coin. I do think that they would have an impact, some impact in year one. Yeah, I would do Burden. I don't know that he's the right fit for the Chiefs. I'd be fine with taking him. I'm not talking about him the way the some other fans would love it. What about safety? What if it's like Eamon Worry? That's the only one that I can think of that would fall in that range that you could maybe agree to, if that makes sense. Eamon Worry do anything for anybody?
I think it'd be a solid pick.
Can I make one passing argument for it, or at least I could talk myself into it by tomorrow if, like, we come in tomorrow and he does it, is that right now, and for the last, like, 5 years, their defensive identity has been Chris Jones. That's the guy. They just operate everything around Chris Jones. The corners have changed. The linebackers have changed. The safeties have changed. Chris Jones is what kind of drives the motion. That can only happen for so many more years. If Eamon Worry, and he's athletic enough that it's possible, if he is there, and it's unlikely at the pick, but like their Ed Reed or their Polamalu or their Bob Sanders of those eras, right? If everything runs through him, and I think you can do that at safety a little bit in the NFL now that people are playing back and you can just play him inside, outside, close to the line, I could maybe talk about it, right? I can maybe talk myself into it. I wouldn't love it. I'd hate guard. So for what it's worth, if it were safety or guard, safety. You and I have talked to guard a million times. That's the only one that would piss me off that I think is actually possible.
Guard doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all. It just doesn't. Trey Smith's going to eventually get a long-term deal at right guard. Your left guard battles Kingsley with Caliendo, and heck, even Hunter Norzad's mixed in there as well. I don't think you have to worry about guard being the pick in the first round. Safety, I just... It's weird because I don't think necessarily he would be a bad player for this team. It's just I don't think that, if we're talking about needs, while they have the luxury of a little bit of best player available at 31 versus some other teams.
You just don't think they much in the secondary because you're not high on corner.
I feel pretty good about the secondary. I think they'll draft a corner at some point, but I feel good heading into the season with McDuffie and Fulton and Jalen Watson. Maybe I'm in the minority. I actually think that works, especially with the addition of Fulton. If they didn't sign Fulton, then I'd be telling you they should draft a corner in round one.
I don't think it's bad, but I also, I view it as they could use more there. And so I'm okay. I don't think I would spend a first round pick on corner. I don't think I'd spend a first round pick on safety, but if those positions are available in rounds second, third, fourth, I am, depending on the player and their evaluation of him, I am interested in those positions there.
I believe once they brought back Mike Edwards, even though it's a one-year deal, that to me eliminated the chance of a first-round pick at safety, as far as what I think.
It sounds like they like Jaden Hicks a lot. If they didn't draft Jaden Hicks at all last year, I feel like Eamon Worry would absolutely be in the cards.
Yeah, you're probably, and they didn't like Hicks. Yeah, I think you're probably. Sure. The only question I have is, like, you're right. They brought back Mike Edwards, but they have, so for the entire dynasty run, they have had a dude at safety. So unless Hicks is that, and they've typically gone in the free agency market, not in the draft for that guy. Eamon Worre kind of looks like a dude to me, like the kind of guy you would put in that position. That's the only reason I mention him. There's no other name that like interests me in that position. I would still be trepidatious about it, in truth. I wouldn't be like over the moon tomorrow, but I also like wouldn't be on the ledge about it. Like it's one of those where I'm like, okay, I'll live my life. But yeah, linebacker, guard, running back, I can't decide. Because I want them to be an elite level offense again. And the quickest path to doing that is all of these wide receivers stay healthy, and then you have like a monster at running back. And I just can't convince myself that the offensive line is good enough to just immediately take that leap.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.